What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, the 1st of May, 2018. It's May Day, May Day, May Day. Kind of hard to feel it, though. It was snowing in New Jersey last night. And it does seem like spring is a long time coming here. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, your questions, your observations and opinions. So let's get right on into it. People are still responding to Benjamin Netanyahu's little presentation yesterday about how Iran had lied, they're building nuclear weapons, blah, 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 blah. The reaction has been pretty much tepid from around the world. The IAEA is actually saying they're insulted that Netanyahu's claims are basically damaging the integrity of the IAEA, which is, you know, charged with taking care of all these jobs. Iran was a little more direct, calling Netanyahu an infamous liar, which they're certainly true about that one. Israel's been screaming that Iran is within weeks of a nuclear bomb for 30 years, and it just has not happened. Apparently, again in Iran, the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said that Netanyahu's accusations are ridiculous, noting the coordinated timing of alleged intelligence revelations by the boy who cries wolf just days before May 12th, which is when Trump is going to decide whether or not the U.S. will stay in the P5 plus one nuclear deal. At this stage, all indications are Trump will pull out, the deal will collapse, and the region will go up in flames. It's only going to be a matter of time before somebody pushes the button to start the war on Iran. Other opinions from around the world, like this one from Rejars Online, is saying it is hypocritical for Netanyahu, who's sitting on a huge pile of weapons of mass destruction that he will not allow to be inspected, to be pointing the finger of blame at Iran for having a bunch of old files from long before the P5 plus one nuclear deal. And that's really what it's all about. People are coming on out and said, there's nothing new in these documents. This is stuff everybody already knew Iran had researched years and years ago. The problem is Iran has not violated any of the terms of the 2015 deal. Whatever happened before then is technically irrelevant. Now, Mossad is claiming that they stole all this material out of this warehouse in a single day, half a ton. Aren't we really good over at the Mossad? They stole 110,000 documents, CDs, smuggled them back to Israel in a single night. Netanyahu's calling it a great intelligence achievement. But again, experts are saying the warehouse was unguarded, which tells us right there that Iran did not consider these documents to be all that important. Now, Moscow is stressing the need to authenticate these documents and see if they actually do represent some kind of a recent violation of the P5 plus one. Pat Buchanan is out there blasting Netanyahu, saying he's been crying wolf for decades about Iran, and yes, that's true. And don't forget, Iraq was the source of a lot of lies leading to the war in Iraq about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Remember, Israel bombed Iraq's civilian power station at Osirik on the claim they had a secret bomb factory in the basement. And following the war in Iraq, experts investigated the ruins of that power station, and all they found was a power station. So Israel's crying wolf again. Israel still has their nuclear arsenal. They will not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They will not allow IAEA inspectors. They really don't have the moral high ground to be talking about anybody else. And ultimately, it is up to the IAEA to decide if Iran lied and violated the nuclear deal. And here's where the wrinkle comes on in. The IAEA knew all about Project Ahmad. And they knew it had been shut down in 2003, and the personnel moved on to other jobs. And the IAEA said, it's not really a big deal. So Netanyahu was just out there again. He just gave Trump a justification to pull out of the P5+1 deal and open the door to war. Now, obviously, Putin and Macron are back preservation of the current Iranian nuclear deal. Iran has kept their side of the bargain. The U.S. hasn't. Everybody's trying to hold this thing together because everybody understands if the P5+1 deal comes apart, there will be a major regional war in the area. And we've had enough war. We really have. But Israel has wanted Iran destroyed. They wanted Iraq destroyed, broken up, made weak. Now they want Iran destroyed, broken up, and made weak. And they're going to use your tax money and your children to get it done. Now, over in the Knesset, they've passed a new law, which is alarmingly like one that we have here in the United States, where the prime minister and the defense minister can make the decision to go to war all by themselves. It no longer takes a vote of the Knesset, just like our Congress, who's afraid of an anti-war vote in November, has abandoned their congressional mandate to decide when and where we go to war, and just handed unlimited authority to the president to drop bombs wherever he feels like dropping bombs. And that's a very bad sign, because Israeli defense officials have already stated they're ready to bomb Iran if necessary. Well, Iran hasn't done anything. That's the issue. Iraq didn't do anything other than sell its oil for the euro. These are wars of aggression led by Israel and the United States of America. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But already you can hear the war drums beating in Israel. They want to go into Iran, and they're going to take the U.S. with them. In fact, there's an article over here in Zero Hedge that we put up this morning. U.S. officials are saying, yes, Israel is preparing for a war with Iran, and they're seeking U.S. support. Meaning your money, your kids. That's what they're talking about. Israel doesn't like to fight their own wars. They like to use the U.S. or somebody else to fight their wars. Now, getting on down to Syria, the Syrian army is conducting intensive airstrikes on the terrorists' camp south of Damascus. And according to Sana, which is Syria's state news agency, the Syrian Air Force carried out an intensive bombardment of fortified positions and infiltration routes used by terrorists in the area and inflicted heavy personnel and equipment losses on them. So, again, Assad is winning his war. He doesn't need to use chemical weapons. Another article, this one's coming out of Blacklisted News. Why is Israel desperate to escalate the Syrian conflict? Well, because they know if the war winds down, Syria's going to turn to the south and say, we want the Golan back. And Israel doesn't want to give it back. It's full of oil and natural gas. Israel's already signing contracts with companies to harvest that and sell it. One of the things that led to the Syrian war was that Israel was taking the oil and gas out of this occupied territory, which is a violation of international law, and they wanted a pipeline to sell it to Europe. But the pipeline had to go through Syria. And Assad said, of course not. I'm not going to let you build a pipeline across our country so you can sell your stolen oil and gas that you stole from us in the first place. But Netanyahu's out there pushing the buttons, pushing them in Iran, pushing them in Syria, pushing them everywhere he can. And the reason for that is very simple. The Israeli police have announced they have found sufficient evidence to indict Benjamin Netanyahu on charges for bribery, breach of trust, and fraud. So that's why he wants the war to go on right now. Can't wait any longer. Needs to distract the people away from the war. Needs to distract the media away from the corruption, rather. He wants to be able to get up there and say, well, look, I did wrong, but you don't dare change the prime minister in the middle of a war. That's a dangerous thing to do. Now, Israel has issued a list of Iranian activities it will not tolerate in Syria. And they said they're, even if it means that Israel has to target heavily populated neighborhoods, a senior advisor to Netanyahu is saying Israel's going to do whatever it takes to wipe out these Iranian military capabilities, meaning they're just going to bomb the place. Now, remember, it was only a few days ago that Israeli media came out with a satellite photo that was claimed to be an Iranian airbase inside Syria. It turned out to actually be the Tehran airport. So we don't know how many Iranians are actually in Syria, but we do know one thing. The Iranians, like the Russians, are there in Syria at the behest of and with the permission of the legitimate government of Syria. And if Israel attacks Syria, that is an act of war. And our entire planet is at risk of a global conflict, including nuclear weapons, because of this one little rogue nation that can't seem to mind its own business. Iran, on the other hand, is finally starting to stand up and talk tough. They're saying strikes will be met with force, and they're responding to the U.S. and Israeli strikes last Sunday and saying that if the U.S. or Israel attacks Iranians, Iran will fight back. Amazing here. Okay, guy by the name of Rhett Stevens. He's a political commentator. He works for the New York Slimes and NBC News. And he was editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post between 2002 and 2004. He's now out there pushing, promoting the idea of a decapitation strike against Syria's Assad. He wants him assassinated. And forget about lone gunmen. Let's just lob in all the missiles. Well, those missiles don't work too well. We saw that a week ago, we saw that a year ago. And all of it based on a lie here. There's this British reporter was in Douma for 5 weeks. And he basically was on Radio Sputnik and he said civilians walking the streets in and around Douma literally are laughing when asked if there had been a chemical attack weeks ago. And, of course, that alleged attack was the pretext for the United States, British, and armed forces to fire more than 100 missiles at targets inside Syria on April 13th. And this reporter spoke to medical staff and doctors. This person is basically, Vanessa Bealey, is getting the same information everybody else has gotten talking to the people on the ground. There had been a building that was bombed with a conventional munition. The air was filled with smoke and dust. And the people who were dealing with inhalation issues went to the hospital. And then all of a sudden, the white helmets rush on in, say, chemical attack. They douse people with water, take a bunch of pictures, and run out again. That's where it came from. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Sunny in Western Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sunny, are you there? I don't hear Sunny. Okay. Well, we've got some kind of a technical issue here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are. Okay, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's hard not to notice that at the same time that Israel is supporting and bombing Syria, that they are also promoting the refugee immigrant crisis to Europe and North America. And you see things going on like what's called Ireland 2040, where the Irish government is telling the Irish people that there's going to be a million new people coming to Ireland, where Ireland's birth rate is at 1.5%. And they're preparing for all of Western Europe to be invaded by these Syrian refugees, who most of all aren't even Syrian refugees. You just claim to be a Syrian refugee and be an African.
Well, that might be a little hard without a lot of suntan oil.
Well, they're doing it.
Okay.
They're doing it. You could say you're from Syria, not speak the Syrian language, and still get a pass.
Well, there's absolutely no control on any of this open borders nonsense. It really is. They're just dropping the borders and let people go from the poorer countries to the richer countries to turn the richer countries back into poorer countries. And it really is in a very real way. We're seeing the beginning of the destruction of our civilization. They're taking everything, putting it in a blender, and they're hitting puree.
There's also a movement in England where they're telling the British people that there's no such thing as indigenous British. They're actually about to pour cement over Robin Hood's grave and put a community development on top of it. And when the Irish, when the English people speak up, they're told there is no such thing as indigenous English.
Well, technically, they're correct, but there's certainly the English who have been there since they crossed over from the mainland. But again, it's part of that whole globalism, New World Order idea. They want to destroy people's identity. They want to take away history. They want to take away reasons to feel good about ourselves and our community and just pour everybody together. It's very obvious that's what's going on here. I'm not British. I'm very angry that they're going to basically erase Robin Hood's grave.
Same here. Mike, have you heard about the little Irish town called Liz Dunbarna?
Nope.
It's a small Irish town of 300 people, and they're about to, they started bringing 150 refugees to a hotel. And the hotel owner said, well, if you have a vote and the majority vote against this, I'll stop the project. 95% of the townspeople voted against it, and they're going with it anyway. Liz Barnduna.
Well, we're seeing a lot of cases, like in this country with boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Students are voting to divest, and they're overridden by the university administration. We've reached a stage right now where the vote really doesn't seem to count for anything. It certainly didn't in our primaries in 2016.
It's frustrating. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, it is very frustrating. It really is. And okay, let's see. We have another caller, Alan in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just, a friend of mine, the reason I was calling, a friend of mine just got back from Israel. He spent a week over there, him and his wife.
Yep.
And
yep.
I started asking him questions about what's going on with Iran and this, that, and the other. And he says that the people over there he talked to says, oh, that's just all propaganda. It's all in the news and everything. So it's just the same way with Netanyahu. It's all propaganda, just like they're doing Trump with Russia Gate and all this, that, and the other. I thought to myself, I thought, really? So in other words, what I believe after my conversation with him was that they shelter him so much. With them. In other words, they control the media so much that the people don't even really know what's really going on outside of Israel.
That could very well be. Part of the Israeli culture, if you will, is an induced state of paranoia that all the world hates them and wants to exterminate them. And that fear is what allows Israel's government to maintain an iron grip over the population, even though the population know what the government is doing is wrong. They're too afraid to risk.
He was also saying, I'm sorry to interrupt, but he was also saying that they... That over there, there's all kinds of Muslims and Christians and everything. They all mingle together. And he asked the Israelis about how they get along with the Muslims and stuff. They said, "Well, they just coincide with us. We don't have any problem with the Muslims here." So I don't know. You know, that kind of makes me wonder.
Well, you know, I saw a video a while back about. Jewish people, I think it was actually in Jerusalem, talking about Donald Trump, and they were all trash-talking him. But I noted from the accent, these were Jewish Americans who were just vacationing in Israel. And I think they go in there with this attitude, and it doesn't seem to match the actual Israelis who are living there. People left to themselves can get along just fine. We need to remember back in history during the time of the oppression of the Jewish people, the Muslims took them in, gave them sanctuary, and Israel just doesn't want to remember that at all. Anyway, listen, Alan, we got to let you go. We got to do a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
All right, thank you.
Corporate. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, I would get on my knees, but it would take a forklift to get me back up again. Republic Broadcasting needs your help. This is a very critical time in the history, not just of the United States, but of the entire world. We're on the edge of a global war, and we have to educate the populace so that they in turn will stand up and say, no, we're not going to let you incinerate this planet over Old Testament mythology and the argument over whose brand of paper and ink we're going to be using as currency for the next 100 years. So Republic Broadcasting really does need your help. And the postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And RBN thanks all of you who are helping us stay on the air, stay on the internet. Have to stand firm against the corporate media liars, the government liars. We're the last line of defense, unfortunately. That's how serious it is. Now, getting on over to Ukraine, we're seeing troubling signs of a escalation over there. Ukraine is moving their heavy forces up to the Donbas front line, suggesting that a new war in that region is just around the corner. and apparently a train convoy of loaded with military vehicles and UAF soldiers arrived at the Kiev control town of Rubizno. 9 infantry fighting vehicles, 2 Grad multiple rocket launcher systems, and 200 UAF troops were delivered. Now, the U.S. is confirming that they have delivered Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine. So that's very, very heavy stuff. Okay, apparently there's been another encounter between a Russian fighter jet and a U.S. spy plane over the Baltic. The Sukhoi 27 performed a safe but unprofessional intercept of a U.S. Navy P-8 surveillance plane while flying in international airspace. Now, the Russian jet came within about 20 feet of the Navy aircraft, but the American pilots told officials they never felt threatened or unsafe. The Russians are just letting them know that they know the U.S. is up there spying. Up in Afghanistan, despite more money being spent, the number of U.S.-funded Afghan security force personnel has sharply declined over the past year. And it sounds to me like maybe they're just getting tired of all the war. There was a video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com from down in Syria. Was an interview with one of the surrendering U.S.-backed terrorists, and he just said, it's just gone on too long. They've ruined the place. I want to stop the fighting. You can only run a war for so long before everybody just gets tired of it all. The United States has been at war somewhere for the last 18 years. Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Iraq, and now they're aiming at Iran. This is World War III. There haven't been any nukes yet, but we're there. We're absolutely there. Now, over in Korea, Kim Jong-un is going on what's called a charm offensive, and he's going to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Abe and have a summit to discuss the whereabouts of Japanese nationals that went missing in the 70s and 80s, as well as North Korea's vow to move toward denuclearization. And again, I can't believe Kim Jong-un is that naive where he would believe a U.S. pledge not to invade after giving up his weapons of deterrence. So there's something else cooking in the background. Something else is going to happen which would remove any justification for the U.S. move on North Korea. And the only thing I can think of is it's going to be reunification. And I think Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un are getting ready to basically spring that announcement at some point in the future. And that would yank the rug out of any justification the U.S. would have for going into North Korea. So Kim Jong-un may be many things. I don't think he's stupid. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, apparently, when Trump went to the Winter Olympics, they had a meeting between John Kelly and Donald Trump. And apparently it was John Kelly who convinced Donald Trump not to bring home 25,000 American troops home from South Korea. So Kelly is getting on in there, and I'm beginning to see a picture emerge of a president who's actually rather weak, easily led around, easily duped by flattery. He's not a strong leader, and that is a liability at a time when all the people around him continue the push toward war. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Doing, Mike. Mike, I just got a tweet about a half an hour ago from Congressman Mark Meadows, my congressman here in North Carolina. And he said that, all about how important it is now, how Obama didn't know anything, now Netanyahu has come up with all this information. We got to listen and we've got to act accordingly. You know, exact words, I don't remember, but definitely supporting Netanyahu. So I right away got on the phone and called him. Well, I didn't talk to him. I talked to one of his, funny thing is that the person who answered the phone could barely speak English on top of everything else, which would really pisses me off. But,
yes.
But a message said, you know, I don't agree with this. I also tweeted him back. I said, Netanyahu is a liar. He's a known liar. Patrick J. Buchanan knows he's a liar. He said he's a liar. Of course, I don't think a woman who answered me even knows who Patrick J. Buchanan is. Sounds like she just came over to this country. I'm fed up with this. And he's the head of the Freedom Caucus, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Okay? He's supposed to be, you know, the head honcho of the Freedom, maybe the next Speaker of the House. So, they really, you know, this guy's really got, you know, I saw, by the way, I saw the earlier today, I was watching Knight, you know, David Knight there from InfoWars. He has his own show now. Watched a little bit of it before I went to work. And he had, he showed the interview. It was between Hannity and Buchanan. And he's the same arguments he made before with Iraq. And that's J.J. Buchanan just told him. Just say that Netanyahu's a liar. A little liar then, he's a liar now. So people got to wake up. I mean, this is very frustrating, this stuff. Very frustrating. This man is not our president, Netanyahu. He's not a senator. He's nothing. He's garbage. Why should he have this kind of influence in this country? I even told
because
him,
our
I
politicians
that,
are corrupt. They'll sell out for his AIPAC money, or they're subject to blackmail. I mean, politics at that level is a very, very dirty business.
Listen, I know there's a lot of people that call you from North Carolina, okay? And I assume there's probably a lot of listeners from North Carolina. I suggest they call up this Congressman Meadows, call his office, let him know. Call his Washington, D.C. office. I don't have it on me. I have it on my phone, but I can't get it right now. But not difficult to find, right? He represents Western North Carolina. And let him know. Let him know you don't appreciate it. If you find his tweet, you know, go to Twitter and find his tweet and tweet him back. I did both. I tweeted him back, too. I said, I don't appreciate this. This crossed the line. I said, this is not a, you know, I don't trust Netanyahu. I don't like him. He's a liar. I put in a tweet, too. Patrick J. Buchanan called him a liar, and he is. That's exactly what he is. And he's a crook. He's close to being indicted by in Israel itself.
Yes.
I mean, this is the guy we want to listen to? They got to be kidding me. You know, it's getting me more and more angry to the point I almost want to stop even bothering with this stuff. But I understand how important it is because people have to be involved. We're not going to be involved. They're going to have their way with us, and the next thing you know, you're going to have mushroom clouds all over the place. You know?
Yep.
That's how serious this is.
It is very serious, and I'm sure Israel would have no problem with the U.S. and Russia destroying each other with nuclear weapons. And then Israel, laughing all the way to the bank, would use their nuclear arsenal to exert control over the Middle East, and through the Middle East oil, pretty much control the rest of the world.
Oh, there wouldn't be a Middle East left. If America and Russia got into an exchange, nuclear exchange, there wouldn't be any Israel left, as a matter of fact. I don't know if we'd have much of a planet left. So I don't know if they're thinking like that. They're crazier than I think we are. And they're crazier than I even think they are. Okay, but that's a crazy thing. These people are crazy. They even, you know, what is the motto of the Mossad? By deception.
By way of deception, thou shalt do war.
That's just like the some of the Islamists who believe in IKEA. In other words, it's okay to lie to the infidel. Seems like in that type of Judaism, there's that type of
It actually is. It actually is. My first wife was Ashkenazi, and you know she said the Ten Commandments only applies to other Jews. Everybody else is fair game. I thought she was kidding me. I thought she was pulling my leg, but no, she really believed that.
I'm surprised she was married to you. If that's the case.
Well, it's a big trouble when a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish girl. Everybody gets upset. They tear their hair out and all the rest of it. But when a Jewish girl marries a non-Jewish man, although technically I'm of Sephardic descent, it's considered growing the religion. So it's bad one way, good the other way. For a while the marriage did work. Then there were some issues. I don't need to go into them. And now I'm with Claire, who actually was much nicer.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, to have this type of attitude. Look, I'm a Jewish ancestry myself, but look, I'm an American before I'm anything else. I don't practice any organized religion anyway. I believe in God, but I don't practice organized religion. My kids, and I married, I got married. They're both Christian women, and my kids were raised as Christians. So they don't really have any beliefs anymore either. They're kind of like thrown out of it now, you know? Because who can believe what these rollers tell you anyway? Who can believe? There's not only Jewish Zionists. You got these crazy Christian Zionists and the Mormon Zionists who believe that, we need Armageddon and we have to have the Jews occupying Israel for the Armageddon to occur, and then Jesus Christ is going to appear and save everybody who's left or something like that, or take them up to heaven or whatever else.
Yeah, and that's all from the Scofield Bible. It's not in the original biblical text. There is a branch of Christianity called the Dominionists who absolutely believe that their mission here on earth is to start the final Armageddon, so Jesus will come down from the big house and invite them all up there.
And I mean, to say the Muslims are crazy, that's just as crazy. And the Jews also have something with the Messiah that he's supposed to come. I'm not sure exactly, but he's supposed to come and do something or another. And meanwhile, the world, to me, that's blasphemy. As far as I'm concerned, I do believe in God, but I believe that kind of thinking is an insult to God. Because you're not saying he's a loving, great, loving God. You're saying he's a very vindictive, destructive God. That's what you're basically saying. I don't know if you
believe
in God.
Humans have never been able to invent a God that's superior to themselves. Every God in history has the manners and morals of a spoiled child.
Well, some of the Native American tribes with the Great Spirit, I think their God is, a lot more benevolent than even
he's a lot milder.
Even the Buddhists and the Hindus seem to be a lot, milder. It's the Abrahamic religions that seem to be the most violent, the most intolerant, and like I said, they're going to bring this. They are going to bring this to finally the end. Except I don't believe Jesus Christ is going to appear in a nuclear bombed out Jerusalem and call everybody else up to heaven. I don't believe that.
No, the second coming was a complete failure because he got chopped up and sold to a flavoring company by Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God. And I mean, the other day, didn't somebody predict the world was going to end by April 23rd?
Something like
didn't
that.
Happen?
Nope.
Man, but to think that these people are this crazy, and I have a feeling... Pompeo, he seems to be one of these people with these kind of beliefs. And that is dangerous. What, to have him now as Secretary of State,
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, well. Anyway, Mike, I don't know. I'll take whatever else you got to say on the air, okay? You have a good day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call.
You're from North Carolina. Call up this congressman, okay, please, folks? Thank you.
All right, that's a very important thing to do. It seems that the higher in authority and power somebody goes, certainly there's the temptation for corruption. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But you will also see an exercise of out-of-control ego, where some of these politicians are convinced they know better than the rest of us, even when they're just flat out wrong, as we've seen with some of our politicians on TV lately, and they can get caught up, in these belief systems that they're, the guy who runs Goldman Sachs said, I'm doing God's work. There are people who actually are out there believing that. And to have such people with their hands on the nuclear trigger, that's a scary idea. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, God's going to come down, spin around, go, you've been had, suckers, and go back up. that's what I see happening. Well,
no, he's going to say, look what you did with this beautiful work I put together, and you just trashed the place. What's wrong with you people? You all go to the other place.
Yeah, basically, you know what? After I see what you people did, see ya. Hey, Mike, Mike Pompeo, Russia's only unique. We're exceptional and unique. That's what he said. We're exceptional. The exceptional nation. What's so exceptional about us? Our high crime rate?
Well, poverty
rate?
It's a label. It's a label to justify the U.S. exerting itself militarily over the entire planet. We're the exceptional nation. It's our job to go on out and be the world's policeman. No, it actually isn't. It's all wars of aggression. But that's why they use that label. And we're not really an exceptional country other than in our military spending. Everything else is falling apart.
We're just another nation state on the planet, Mike. Just another country on the planet. That's it.
We are, and we've had some technological prowess in the past, but now our infrastructure is crumbling and collapsing. Our economy is fragile. The reality is not very pleasant, and I don't know if it's just a desire not to believe how bad things really are among the leadership, or if they're being hidden from it by their lavish lifestyles and their staffs who don't want to make the boss unhappy, and so certain things are being hidden from them. But I keep thinking back to that HBO series, The Newsroom, and the very, very first episode where Neil McAvoy, who's the anchor for The Newsroom, is at a college talking with the students. And the student asks, what makes America the greatest nation on earth? And the speech that he gives there, and you can still see it on YouTube, comes on out and says, no, the U.S. is not the greatest nation on earth. We used to be. And then he goes down this list of how poor we score in literacy and various other measures of the greatness of a nation. And he says the only two areas in which the U.S. leads the world is military spending, which is out of control, and the number of people who believe angels are real. And you know, I think on the next commercial break, I'm going to hunt that down and put it up at whatreallyhappened.com.
Yeah, I watched that video a couple times with the college girl gets up. He goes, look, college girl, trying to explain here. We're not number one. You know, I got 37th in this and that. And yeah, that was a great, that everybody should watch that video. You know, and Mike, you know, if we think we're exceptional like Rome and Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany, then what is everybody else is expendable? Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody else is, it's like the Talmud with the, you know, the Zionists. You know, God's chosen one, well, that makes you not chosen. That makes you disposable. You know, that's the way these people think. You know, and
yep.
It's a small group of people, but they got the power. And it makes them very dangerous. Hey, Mike, with Netanyahu, isn't it all, like, it's funny, all of a sudden he just comes out with this, you know, like, where was he, like, years ago? You know, because he's been saying this since 80-something, right? I mean, like, with his little diagrams. He's a joke. The guy, like, is a joke. I mean, he looks like an evil man. We know
duck.
He, you know.
He had his cartoon bomb. He had his nuclear duck. And we need to remember, Israel tried this before with Iran, with the so-called laptop of death. And that was all fake. Now, it turns out in this case, these documents are all real, but they're outdated. And the IAEA said this program was shut down back in 2003.
And that Acme, remember the big Acme bomb he had at the UN? It's like, it looked like it was something out of Acme with Donald Duck, Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Like that was a joke. My God, I would have just broke out laughing. You know, hey, Mike, real quick, there was three Israeli jets headed for Tabari. You ever heard of Tabaria Sea? I think that's in Israel.
Okay.
And then there was a couple Russian fighters that scrambled to northeast Lebanon. So they recorded the Israeli jets, so they're tracking where the Israeli jets are, like, you know, they're keeping an eye on, you know. I just don't,
well,
I mean, Russia's...
After what happened last Sunday, it's obvious that Israel is going to try and provoke a major conflict in Syria, because the Get Assad people have not given up. And it doesn't matter how much of your money and your children they have to spend. They're right and Assad is wrong. And that's just the way it is.
And, Mike, on that attack Sunday, there was, you know, of course, by deception, shall make war. They had deceptive call signs. And you ever heard of IFF codes? They were all...
Yes.
In U.S., like, lingo. They made it look like they're United States Air Force F-15s.
But it's been confirmed that they were Israeli planes. I mean, they did
for
the USS Liberty. You know, they hid their identity on the attack on USS Liberty. They tried to pretend they were Egyptian.
But, Mike, I'm telling you, Mike, Iran, Russia's not going to let Iran fall, and Iran has a formidable air defense, and they got anti-ship missiles, and If the U.S. gets involved in it, they should just say, hey, Israel, you're on your own. You know, we're not. This is going to bring in Russia, Mike. Like, it's no, Russia's already in Syria. Don't people realize? They didn't leave TARDIS, like I said, like this was years ago. They're not going anywhere. This is going to put us into a, if we back the Israelis, if they attack Iran, this is going to put us into a head-to-head confrontation with the Russian military. And they're not going to let Iran fall because of the Petro Yuan and their link to Iran. And I'm waiting for China to come on in because I think they're waiting, you know, the 500-pound gorilla. They're waiting for the right time. And then when the Chinese roll in, that's going to give everybody pause on all sides, right? I think.
Yeah, they have the manpower. You know, they have the boots on the ground. All right, Dustin, I need to let you go. We're going to do another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right back to the phones. James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To the Constitution. I actually went to the trouble to find it and download it. Well, I hate to harp on anything, but I have a point this time. Watched Jones today. It was the Israeli war propaganda hour. He had the guy with from Natural News on, and it was, you know, just might as well have been scripted by Mossad. And just like Netanyahu, the theme was, I don't want to go to war, but here's why we should go to war. And by we, I mean the U.S. going to war on behalf of Israel. You know, dumb American boys should die rather than good Jewish boys. And the thing, you had a caller mention he watched David Knight. I also watched some of his, and he's all fire and brimstone against the war. If anybody's going to watch InfoWars, they should watch Knight. So that'll be interesting to see how that divergence bodes for Knight's future.
Yeah,
I also have some information on why Extendabyte works, but I'm going to wait. I want to review some of the evidence, and I'll call in later in the week, but it might be groundbreaking information. So I'll review the evidence, and I'll get back with you maybe Thursday or Friday. But that's all I have for you today. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I actually got a bunch of emails about the InfoWars show and how Alex Jones himself is pushing war in Iran. I'm surprised that Mike Adams, who's from, you know, Natural News, came on board with this war. And it's a bad idea. None of these wars have worked out the way they were intended. They've all turned into these quagmires. We're still stuck in Afghanistan, pouring huge amounts of money and manpower into that. We're still stuck in Iraq, garrisoning that nation. We've been in Syria for 7 going on 8 years. Can't make any headway there. We're still stuck in Libya, fighting a proxy war in Yemen, and who knows where all else on the planet. At some point, the U.S. is going to start running out of money. And I know the Federal Reserve can just create a whole new batch of it, but at some point, the Federal Reserve, by doing that, will inflate the value of the dollar away to nothing. We cannot sustain the cost of these wars. And we dare not risk what the outcome might be when our leadership comes to understand they cannot win these wars conventionally, because that's when the nuclear weapons are going to start flying. Now, getting on down to Israel, the IDF is now claiming that the Gazan casualties along that fence where the protests have been happening were accidental. And the IDF soldiers were shooting to wound, and the target made a sudden move, and the bullet just hit the wrong place. Now, this directly contradicts their official statement of the 31st of March, in which the Army claimed that nothing was carried out uncontrolled, everything was accurate and measured, and we know where every bullet landed. The IDF later deleted the statement, probably because of the legal complications. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.